Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head boys basketball coach Kyle Mankey. And Coach, let's talk a little bit about your games before Christmas break. I know you guys were able to pick up a couple of victories, but let's go back to your game against North Union back on December 19th, and a game you had there at home, and a game that came down to the wire. But North Union, you know, we kind of knew that they were going to be a tough team in the conference this year with everything they bring back, and they were able to get past you 47-43.
Yeah, a lot of credit, you know, first of all, right away, a lot of credit to North Union. They've got a very experienced team. They start five seniors, and a team that I've watched over the years, you know, throughout youth basketball and middle school basketball, and well coached. Coacher does a great job with them, and they just played really well that night. I thought they defended well and made plays down the stretch, and you know, we were not as sharp as we usually are, but a lot of that is to their credit with their defense and the intensity that they brought to the game. And you know, it was a tough loss for us for sure, but you know, I think it's helped us refocus a little bit and work on some things that that were exposed that night, and hopefully down the road that'll make us a better basketball team. We were led. We didn't have our usual balance that night. We were led by Lance Helming, who had 26 points, so he had well over half of our points. Eli Mankey had 9, and Aiden Stenzard had 6, and Logan Bacon had 2. So, again, to North Union's credit, they defended well. Deserve to win the game, and you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity to get better here as the year progresses and have another chance to match up with them in February.
And Coach, with that, you guys had a chance to bounce back a couple of nights later against North Iowa. You guys had to go on the road to North Iowa, and you guys do that right before the Christmas break. How nice is it in that situation where you guys have a chance to really bounce back? It's not the last game before the break where you have to sit on that all break long. You had a chance to get back on the 21st.
Well, that's very well said, Darren. I mean, that was one of the things we talked about even that Tuesday night after playing North Union, is we were very fortunate to be able to get a day of practice in the next day and then come back and get one more game in before break. I think that was really important just for the mindset of the team to have a chance to have another opportunity to compete and to refocus on some things. And we were able to do that over at North Iowa. We kind of had a sluggish first half. We had quite a few turnovers in the first half of the game, but we finished the first half strong, and then we were able to come out in the second half, and I think outscored them. I think we scored 41 points in the second half of the game. So I was pleased with the second half performance against North Iowa, just the way we bounced back after halftime, after struggling a little bit with some things. And it was really good to have some good balance again with our scoring. We had Lance with 19 points. Eli had 15. Aiden had 8. Alex Manis had 6. Logan Bacon had 6. Kane Cook had 6. Chase Gatsky had 6. So we had a lot of different guys contribute to the win. And it was a good way to close out the month of December by going on the road and playing well in the second half and picking up a good W.
And you guys had a little bit of time off throughout that break to kind of get away for some family time, which I know was probably a good thing for a lot of guys. But then you get back on the practice floor and you get a couple of practice days. You don't have to play the first couple of days after break. You guys didn't play again until last night. So talk about some of that practice time and what you guys used it for.
Yeah, we practiced from December 27th through December 30th was just the way the calendar fell this year. We were able to get four consecutive practices in, and I just want to give so much credit to our kids for the mindset that they brought to the practice court and the hard work that they put in. And like you said, it's Christmas break is so nice to just to be able to hit the reset button a little bit and have a week off or so and spend time with family and friends and you know, get healthy and healed up a little bit. And when we came back on the 27th, I think we did a really good job of putting in work and just being very focused on some different things that we wanted to get better at over break. And then we were able to go over on January 2nd and have an excellent scrimmage with Estherville and South O'Brien over at Estherville. And so, you know, Estherville, obviously, with Owen Larson, a D1 player, and then South O'Brien is, I think, ranked fifth in 1A right now and is undefeated and having a really good season. And that's my alma mater. That's where I went to high school. So it was kind of fun for me to have a chance to coach against the Wolverines in a scrimmage setting there. And our kids did a good job. You know, we went over there and played hard and, you know, were able to put, you know, put to work some of the things that we had been preparing for with those Christmas break practices. And it was a good way to start January.
And, Coach, with that, your team played last night, as we previously mentioned, coming to Forest City to take on the Indians in a game that, you know, is usually pretty hotly contested and always a game that fans like to get out and support. A great environment last night and a game that started right there, but your team kind of took over towards that middle to late part of the first quarter, and from there were able to go on and win 76-56 last night.
Yeah, Forest City has been playing very well this year. You know, we both entered the game with a 6-1 conference record, and I just want to open my comments by just saying how much respect I have for Coach Rosacker and the Forest City program and community. That they did some really nice things for me last night that meant a lot. And just really made me appreciative of this position I'm in, and I really want to thank Dan and his staff for kind of leading that up. And you know, as far as the game goes, you know, we knew we were going to have to be ready to play. Forest City was coming off a very good performance on Tuesday night against Garrigan, and they're a good defensive team. They're always well prepared, and I just really liked the way our kids competed and played together and played unselfishly. And we were, like you said, we were able to have a really good first quarter, scoring 25 points, moving the basketball, finding the open man, and then. You know, just were able to kind of extend that lead in the third quarter with some good defense and some good transition play, and just so proud of a couple guys last night. Alex Manis with the career high 24 points. He made 8 three-pointers, and we knew he was going to get a lot of good open looks in the game, and I just really was proud of Alex for the confidence he showed getting to his spots and getting his feet set and knocking down the open shots. That was one of the key factors in the game, is just the way he came out and gave us a spark early. And then Logan Bacon, our point guard, a tremendous performance out of him. He had 12 points and 10 assists, and just did such a good job of pushing the pace and getting our transition game going, and sharing the ball, and then also like Alex providing a nice little scoring punch for us. And so with Alex and Logan combining for 36 points, that was just a huge factor in the game for us, being able to establish a lead and maintain a lead, and ultimately get that 76-56 win. We also had Lance Helming had 17 points. Aiden Stensrud and Eli Mankey each had 7. So we had nice contributions from different guys, and Forest City is always a tough place to play, and just really proud of my team for the way we performed to get 2024 off to a really good start.
And Coach, with that contest, you guys will go into next week with starting that back half of the conference, where you'll start playing the teams you've already played once, and a Belmont Clemmy team you're going to play in a few days, a team that's young, and we've seen what they can do, and they've picked up a big win now already this second half of the season. You got West Hancock. Bishop Garrigan, of course, will be tough. Osage is a team that's undefeated right now. So some teams that are going to definitely give you your best shot here over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're looking forward to all those challenges, starting with playing West Hancock for a second time on Tuesday, and then like you said, Belmont on Friday. And the conference, in my opinion, is very improved this year. So many of these teams have just good mixes of experienced players, and then good young talent coming up. Good young players, freshmen and sophomores, and we just need to continue the process of improvement. It's sometimes it's hard to get high school kids to buy into that mentality, depending on the success you're having on the season. But I really like our team and the way the mindset that they bring each day, and the unselfishness that they bring, and we feel like we have the potential to continue getting better, and I think last night was a big step in the right direction for us, and we're very excited about the opportunity to compete on Tuesday and Friday, and just hopefully keeping this season going really strong for us.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. We really do appreciate you taking some time with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
That's Lake Mills head boys basketball coach Kyle Mankey.